You know, I reckon all of you here on the White House lawn, even Mr. Carter, has one or two favorite foods. I'll tell you a little story about what happened to me one time. And I was, this happened about 20 years ago. I was messing around Boone one day, a little hometown over where I live, running to an old boy I played music with, and he said, "Won't you go down to my house and spend the night?" And I said, "All right, we'll pick some." We got down there, and that little lady had the awfulest bowl of pinto beans with a big old pony cornbread cooking mat, and she'd laid a slab of ham in them beans, and there ain't never been nothing that tastes no better to Doc Watson than pinto beans cooked in ham. Well, to make a long story short, I was ashamed to eat all I wanted of them beans, and we picked a while, and directly come bedtime, I noticed they just had a one-room cabin. They didn't have one great big old wide bed, so I told old boy, I said, "Good buddy, I'll just sleep here on the floor by the fire." He kind of scratched his head and thought about it a minute. He said, "I'll tell you what," said, "it won't bother us, just sleep in front of us." He said, "Wet bed, so why, we won't even know you're there." I said, "Well, it won't bother you, all right." About time we laid down and started to go to sleep, his hounds tore every splinter off the boards on that back porch. And he jumped out of there and lit into them britches and grabbed his gun and said, "That bears are going to get my little pigs this time. I'll shoot him this time. He won't get away." And when him and his dogs went out of hearing a long way up in the woods, that little lady leaned over and whispered and said, "Now's your chance if you won't waste no time." By the time he got back, I'm going to tell you something, I'd eat up the last bite of them beans and the rest of the cornbread and hid the bowl in the cupboard. Ralph, this is for you. All of the things.